I just want to thank Jesus. If you have any understanding at all, you just want to thank Jesus. And let me apologize to Sister Wyatt also. She had surgery this past week, and the Lord brought her a mighty long way. Isn't God good? Every blessing you got last week came from the Lord. In fact, every blessing you get every week comes from the Lord. Jesus Christ is the only avenue through which justice can roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The prophet asks, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? I want to tell you this morning that the gospel of Christ is the balm in Gilead, and Jesus Christ is the great physician. Is that all right? So somebody ought to give Jesus some praise because he's worthy. I said he's worthy to be praised. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention this morning to the book of Galatians. The chapter is 6 and the verse, your consideration is number 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9. Have that say amen. And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Using that text, I want to talk for a little while from the subject. Amen. Y'all ready for this? Don't give up. Get up. I think I said something right there. Do not give up. Get up. One day I was talking to a fine Christian lady. And she was coming down some stairs. And she said to me, if I fall down these stairs, Brother Moss, I'm going to just give up. And I said to her, don't give up. Get up. Sometime in life, you might fall down. Sometimes in life, you might have a bad break. Sometime in life, you might have a setback. If you don't know anything about life, life doesn't always go according to the script. Sometimes things don't work out the way you intended. You might feel like giving up sometime. But the scripture says, don't give up, get up. We need that word of encouragement that regardless of what happened, I'm going to try my best. Oh, I tell you, there's no shame in giving out. Because sometime when you have come to the end of your powers, when you have taxed or exhausted yourself, maybe all you can do is give out. No shame in giving out. But it's shame in giving up. Amen. Now, when I look at this text from the Phillips translation, And it basically said, if we do not throw in our hand, the ultimate harvest is assured. Reading this same text from the Apologetic Study Bible, it said that if we will not grow weary in well-doing, we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up. And I want to tell you that if you don't give up, oh yes, if you don't give up, there's something incredible waiting for you. There's something astounding. There is something amazing waiting for you if you just don't give up. Amen. So I want to talk about two things with you. I want to talk about, number one, two of the biggest problems in life. That's the first thing I want to talk about this morning. Two of the biggest problems in life. You might say, well, Brother Moss, these children. No, I ain't talking about them. That ain't what I'm talking about this morning. It may be a problem, but it ain't your biggest problem. Hello? Second thing I want to talk about this morning is the negative D and the positive D. We're going to talk about the negative D and the positive D. Now, when I look at the two of the biggest problems in life, I'm reminded of Dr. M. Scott Peck, mega-selling book, The Road Less Traveled, and he opens that mega-selling book with a simple yet insightful statement. He said, life is difficult. Life is difficult. You might say, well, my life is difficult. Just hang on the line. Because Job said, man born of a woman is of a few days and they are full of trouble. Is that right? Even Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have, because life is problematic. Dr. Peck argues in the book, he says that one of the ways we improve our lives is through the ability to solve problems. And the more we can solve problems, the richer, the more fulfilling, the greater the quality of our lives are. If you can solve personal problems. Now, of course, conversely, if you have problems in your life and you can't solve them, that just frustrates you. Is that right? That takes away from the quality. Many times folks feel like Marvin Gaye, make me want to holler. Throw up both my hands the way they do my life. Is that right? Because I'm dealing with problems. Well, my Christian faith is designed to help me to deal with my problems. Is that right? Christianity is not just for when you die and go to heaven. It's for right now. To help me to live abundantly and positively and with insight. And then, of course, every life is built upon one or two foundations. In that provocative Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus Christ had finished, it's saying he was a great orator. Words fell from his lip like pollen from the stems of shaken lilies. When he spoke delicious word. He spoke delectable word. He spoke as one having authority. When he finished that sermon, Jesus said that every life is built upon the foundation. Either your life is built upon a foundation of sand or it is built on a foundation of rock. It depends upon the foundation when the rain descends in your life. When the rain descends, when torrential rains descend in your life, your foundation will make all of the difference. When angry winds roar in your life, your foundation will make all of the difference. When sweeping, swirling flood waters rise in your life, your foundation will make all of the difference. Your foundation depends upon what's inside of you, what's taking place inside of you. You may be looking good on the outside, but are you looking good on the inside? Is that all right? Your foundation is about how you think. Your foundation is about what you believe and why you believe it. Amen. Your foundation is about what's valuable to you and why is it valuable to you. That's what the foundation is all about. Is that right? And every one of us are either building a life on sand, and when something happens, if you don't go to pieces, you don't have a nervous breakdown, you don't lose your mind, you don't get so frustrated, you do something radical. It depends upon the foundation upon which your life is built. Depends upon whether you give up or whether you get up. Amen. We all gonna have some challenges. Yes, in the face of those challenges, do I give up or do I get up? Two of the biggest problems in life. Here's the first one. Y'all ready for this? Two of the biggest problems in life, and the first biggest problem of life is not trying. Just not making the effort. Some people, it's not that they can't help themselves, they don't help themselves. They don't even try. They don't even make the effort. Amen. When the Bible talks about people who are slothful, they're not trying. There's two reasons why people don't try. One reason why people don't try is because there's a great wall of fear in their lives. And they just can't get over the fear, so they don't even try. I'm just scared to death. And this is illustrated very clearly in the parable of the talents. Matthew chapter 25, the master gave one man five talents. He gave another man two talents. He gave another man one talent. Amen. And you notice in the parable, the man that was given five talents, he tried. He made the effort. And because he tried, because he made the effort, he gained five additional talents. Talents is just money, or it could be your ability. Nobody can use your ability but you. Man who who was given five talents, made the effort, he tried. You try your best, that's all you can do. Can't do no more than that. He was given five talents, and because he was given five talents, the master praised him, rewarded him, said, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rule over many. You had five. You've gained five more because you didn't give up." Then there was a man who was given two talents. This man also tried. Because he tried, he gained two more talents. And the master praised him. He said, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Because you tried, you gained two more." You don't know what you can do till you try. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. You got folks, experts on you. Tell you what you can do. You announce to them, I'm going to do it. Oh, child, you can't do that. How you know? Is that all right? Who made you the expert on what I can do? You won't know till you try. But some people are so afraid. Fear rules their life. Amen. And then that was a man given one talent. And maybe the Lord knew some. That's why he gave him one. Brother Hillary, in Matthew 25, verses 24 to 23, I want to have this read because it makes a very powerful point. And the reason this man didn't try because he was afraid. Won't it be sad at the end of your life and you look back on all the things you could have done, but you didn't even try. Didn't even try. Lord, you got to try. Is that all right? Read it, brother. What does it say? 24 to 26. What does it say?
Then he which had received the one
talent. And he which had received the one talent.
Came and said. Lord.
Lord.
I knew thee that thou art
a hard man. I knew you. You what?
Art an hard man.
You're a hard man.
Reaping where thou hast not sown.
Reaping where you've not sown.
And gathering where thou hast not straw.
Gathering where thou hast not straw.
And I was afraid.
And I, here it is. I didn't even try because I was afraid. That stopped me from trying. Child, I ain't finna go on no business. That business might fail. Might prosper too. I like that girl, but man, she don't, man. She sure is pretty, but man, she ain't gonna say nothing to me. You gotta try. She may holler at you, I don't know. You got to try. Is that right? He said, I was afraid. Read.
And went and hid thy talent.
And I went and hid.
Thy talent.
I was afraid. I didn't. You gave me a talent, but I hid it. I didn't even try. I didn't even try. I didn't even try. Life is passing. I didn't even try. I hid what you gave me. Read it, Brother Hillary.
And hid thy talent in the earth.
And I hid it in the earth.
Lo, there thou hast that is thine.
And I gave you back what you gave me.
His Lord answered and said unto
him. Lord said unto him.
Thou wicked and slothful
servant. You wicked and slothful servant.
Thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not.
You knew that I reap where I what?
Where I sowed not.
Where I sowed not.
And gather where I have not straw.
And gather where I have not straw.
Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchange.
Uh-huh.
And then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury.
So he didn't. Usury is interest. I would have received the money with interest if you had simply tried. Here's another reason why people, another big problem in life is that people don't try is because they say it's too hard. Let me say something about life. The things that are really valuable and worth having are hard to get. They're hard to get. Amen? You want to have great health and strength, you got to get out there and pay the price. Hello? Can't be like me, buy equipment and don't just look at it. Hello, y'all. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You got to try, is that right? And sometimes people say, well, it's hard. Well, just because it's hard, does it mean we don't try? Sometimes the kids say, well, it's hard. Well, if it's hard, you get with it. Is that right? When the going gets rough, the rough get going. That's why the rubber got to meet the road. And then there are some people, the next biggest problem is they don't try, and then some just give up. That's a big problem. You have people who start out with the Lord Jesus Christ and they just give up. Brother Hillary read, Christ began to talk about he was the bread of life that came down from heaven. Any man eat this bread, he'll never die. They didn't like the way he was talking. Amen. Some turn and walk with him no more. And then Jesus checked out the others, Brother Milton. As Womley said, see, that's Womley's favorite text. And Jesus turned to them and said, he checked them out. He said, are you ready to give up too? How many of you have felt like, I'm just about ready to give up on the church? I'm just about, child, I done come to the end. I'm about to quit. But then Peter said something for the ages. Peter said, Lord, what you got is much too valuable. What you got is much too precious. Lord, it's no way I'm going to give up on you. Because you, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. You got the words, Lord. I don't care what these others do, but I know that I'm not going to give up on you, Lord. Yes, the wind may blow, but I'm not going to give up on you. Is that right? I'm not giving up. Two big problems. Not trying. Amen. And then giving up. You know, sometimes people are just about to reach their goal and they quit. So there was a man was drilling for gold and just seemed like he wasn't going to never strike gold. So finally, he stopped drilling. And the story is he was 30 feet from gold. Huh? So like the story I've heard, Acres of Diamond, about this man in Africa, he wanted diamonds and he wanted diamonds. He wanted diamonds. And he sold his farm and went off in search of diamonds. And they come and they discovered he had diamonds on his property. You see, some people in life, their thing is get ready, aim. Y'all don't get it, do you? Aim. You point it, but you never fire. You just aim, but you never fire. Now, here's the final point. I hope I'm blessing somebody. I hope I'm encouraging somebody. And that is, second point is the negative D and the positive D. And everybody got to deal with these two Ds. And Benjamin Disraeli said, man is not the creature of circumstance. Man creates his circumstances. And the first D people have to deal with is the negative D, and that D is discouragement. You know what discouragement is? It's when something is taking place in your life that is preventing you from doing what you should do. Discouragement is when you are less optimistic, less motivated, less confident. And discouragement is the tool for defeat. The San Antonio Spurs, a lot of y'all basketball fans in this church. Brother Rutledge, everybody saying, yes, sir. He said amen on that, didn't he? You know, they played the Utah Jazz, and I think it was the first round, Brother Rutledge. And one of the players on the Jazz team, they were getting beat up pretty good. And I think the Spurs had won up by 3 games. And Jefferson said, we just can't beat them. Now, can you imagine that kind of talk in the locker room? You're getting ready to go out to play, and you saying, We just can't beat them. If you're going to go out and play the game of life, you can't go out already discouraged. Is that right? Discouragement is the tool for defeat. If you're in a state of discouragement, you got to get out of it. Let me give you a couple of examples of how you can't. And here's the thing. Don't make major decisions when you're discouraged. Don't make big decisions. It's just like don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry as three wolves. You know why? Everything look good. Man, you throwing everything in the basket. And when you come to yourself, you realize, what in the world am I doing? You don't make big decisions when you're discouraged. Let me give you two examples. Can I give you two examples? Let's go to Psalm 73. Then I want you to go to 1 Kings 19, 1 to 4. You don't make big decisions when you are discouraged. Amen? Because discouragement is the tool for defeat. You got a discouraged church, they're going to be defeated. You got a discouraged business, it's going to be defeated. You got a discouraged team, it's going to be defeated. You got a discouraged relationship, it's going to be defeated. Because this discouragement is the devil's tool for defeat. You got a brother here with Psalm 73, 1 to 3 says what? Listen to this. Here's a man that's speaking from a discouraged perspective. What does he say, brother Heller? You have it, read it.
Truly God is good to
Truly
Israel.
God is good to Israel.
Even to such as are of a clean heart.
Read.
But as for me.
As for me.
My feet were almost
gone. My feet were almost gone. I want to ask you this morning. Have you ever felt yourself right there? My feet were almost gone. Come on.
My steps had well nigh slipped.
My steps
had well nigh slipped.
Had well nigh slipped.
For I was envious at the
foolish.
When I saw the prosperity.
When I saw, I see all these folks blowing up. And I'm struggling. Amen. He said, I was envious. I was discouraged. And I almost gave up. My feet had well nigh slipped. And then sometimes preachers can get discouraged. Let me tell you something. The situation may be bad, but we can make it worse by our attitude. Is that right? I mean, I admit the situation may not be the way you want it to be, but you make it much worse by a discouraged mental attitude. Let's go to 1 Kings 19. Here's the prophet Elijah has stood boldly on Mount Carmel, has stood against the prophets of Baal, and now Jezebel said, I got word about you. I'm going to kill you. And Elijah got to running. 1 Kings 19, 1 to 4 says what? Read it.
And Ahab told Jezebel
all that Elijah had done.
And withal, how he had slain all the prophets.
How he had killed the prophets.
Then Jezebel sent a message to Elijah. So let the gods do to me.
Let the gods do to me.
And more also.
If
I make not thy life as the
if
life
I don't
of
kill you.
Of them by tomorrow.
And Jezebel was nothing to play with. Is that right? Jezebel was treacherous with a capital T. Is that right? Read.
If I make not thy life as the
if
life
I not I make not thy life
of one of them by tomorrow
as one of
time.
Them by tomorrow. Watch this.
When he saw that,
when he saw that,
he arose.
He arose
and went for his life
and ran for his life. He ran for his life. Read, Brother Hillary.
And came to Beersheba.
Came to Beersheba,
which belongeth to Judah,
and sat on the juniper tree,
and left his servant there.
All right, watch this.
But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness.
Read.
And came and sat down under a juniper tree.
Sat up on a, now watch what he says. He's discouraged. Watch what he says.
And he requested.
He's about to give up. What did he say?
And he requested for himself.
And he requested for himself.
That he might die.
That he might die. Well, look, Elijah, if that's what you want to do, just stay right there. Jezebel will handle that for you. Jezebel will take care of that. She done sent word. You ain't got to run nowhere. If you want to die, stay where you are. He didn't want to die. That's why he ran. That right? What does it say?
And said, it is enough.
It's enough. I'm so fed up with my life situation. Anybody there? That's important, isn't it? It's enough. Anybody just said it's enough? You don't make decisions in a discouraged state of mind. Read.
Now, O Lord.
Now, O Lord.
Take away my life.
Take away my life.
For I am not better than my father.
For I'm not better than my father. Now drop down to verse 10. What does verse 10 say?
And he said.
He said.
I have been very jealous for the Lord.
I've been jealous for your cause, Lord.
For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant.
They have forsaken your covenant, but I've been standing with you. I've been loyal to you, Lord. Come on.
Thrown down thine altars.
I've thrown down these false altars. Come on.
And slain thy prophets with
the sword. Read.
And I.
That's right.
Only am left, and they seek my life to take it away.
And he thought he was the only one left, but God said, I have 750 prophets who have not bowed their knee to Baal. You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. You don't make decisions when you drop down to verse 14. What does verse 14 say?
And he said.
He said.
I have been very jealous for the
Lord. I've been very jealous for the Lord my God.
Because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant.
Uh-huh.
Thrown down thine altar.
All right.
And slain thy prophets.
Slain thy prophets.
With the sword. And I only am left.
I'm the only one left, but he was not the only one left. You're not the only one going through what you're going through. Somebody been through what you're going through. And they came out all right. Is that all right? So you don't make a big decision for your life in a discouraged state of mind, because discouragement, if you're walking around with a sad heart, you got to change it, because a sad heart dries the bones. You can't stay there. You can't stay there. And here's the final D. Determination. 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 I said determination. You got to have determination. Is that right? And determination means your mind is made up. Determination, even though it might put 100 roadblocks in my way. Yes, if I can't go over it, I'll go around it. If I can't go around it, I'll go under it. Is that all right? I'll make a way. I'm not going to give up until I get what I want. Is that all right? I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm not going to give up till I get what I want. Is that all right? You got to be determined. Yes. You might have a setback. Yes, you might have a bad break. Yes, things may not work out for you. Is that all right? But you got to be determined. Is that all right? When I look at Jesus, he was so determined to be my Savior. Is that all right? Yes, the devil put stumbling blocks in his way. Is that right? But Jesus was determined to be my Savior. Is that all right? And I got to follow Jesus, because I know that procrastination will ruin me. Is that right? I know hesitation will ruin me. Is that all right? I know vacillation will ruin me. Is that all right? I know indecisiveness will ruin me. Is that all right? But if I'm resolute, if I'm determined that I'm not where I want to be in life, but I ain't giving up. I might give out. Huh? Ain't no shame in giving out. But the shame is in. And let me tell you something. Winners never quit. And quitters never win. Is that right? God didn't call me to be a quitter. You might say, well, Moss, you ain't doing nothing, but I ain't giving up. I might be doing more than you doing. Is that all right? But I'm not. How many can say today my life is just where I want it to be? Anybody? Pretty much? You giving up? Oh, okay. But you gotta be determined that I'm not going to give up. That dear sister, as I conclude, bless her heart. She's a great sister. But she was in the wrong state of mind. And if you keep focusing on the negative, amen, you change your world by changing your world. That's why the Bible says, think on these things. I don't know what you're going through, but I know you're going through something because that's what life is all about. Is that right? But if you fall down, that dear sister said, if I fall down, I thought about that. I said, there's a message in that. And when she said what she said, I immediately told her. She said, if I fall, I'm just going to give up. I said, sister, don't give up. Get up. Life may hit you with a mighty blow. You may have a setback. You may have a bad break. Is that right? You may be hurting so bad and you might just feel like ain't nothing working out, but I still say to you, don't give up. Get up. Press on. Is that right? Press on in Jesus' name. And you'll be so glad you did. If you're not a child of God, don't give up. You can become. I got some good news for you. You can become a child of God according to the teaching of the Holy Bible. You can hear his glorious gospel. Romans 10:17. You can believe it. John 3:16. You can repent of your sins. Acts 17:30. You can confess the sweetest name. Lord, I'm coming home today. Is that all right? The hard man believeth unto righteousness. But with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And then, yes, take me to the water. Yes, I want to be baptized. The eunuch says, see, here is water. What's hindering me from being baptized? I know the world said pray your way through, but let me tell you, there was a man praying for 3 days and couldn't get in. The preacher said, get up! Why tarriest thou? Rise and be baptized. Wash! As Brother F.A. Jesus said, wash, wash, wash. Wash your sins away. Is that all right? And then you can go on your way. Hallelujah! Rejoicing. Is that all right? Oh, I tell you, I'm going to my sleep, but I want to tell you this. I got to tell you that sometime in life, you may find yourself caught in between. You may find yourself caught between feeling and faith. You may find yourself caught between guilt and grace. You may find yourself caught between anxiety and assurance. Is that all right? But I heard the voice of Jesus say, still fight on, Sam White. I promise never to leave you. Never to leave you alone. Is that all right? And there's a bright side somewhere. Don't you stop. Y'all didn't hear me. Don't you stop Oh, don't you stop yet until you find it. Is that all right? So you may get knocked down, but don't get up. But get up. Is that all right? You may be frustrated, but get up. Is that all right? You may have a bad break, but you ought to get up. Is that all right? You ought to get up because Jesus is the bread of life. You ought to get up because he's the way, he's the truth, and the life. Is that all right? You ought to get up because he's a shelter in the time of the storm. Is that all right? You ought to get up because he's a hiding place from the wind. Is that all right? You ought to get up because he's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Is that all right? So you ought, instead of giving up, you ought to press on. Is that all right? You ought to press on when folks for you. You ought to press on when they against you. You ought to press on in the pain. You ought to press on in the strain. Is that all right? You ought to press on because your salvation today is closer than it was when you first believed. Is that all right? God the Father wrought it. Jesus Christ brought it. The Holy Ghost taught it. And thank God my soul caught it. Is that all right? Oh, you ought to press on. Is that all right? Press on because I'm going to Emmanuel's land. Press on. I'm bound for the promised land. Is that all right? Press on because he's my all in all. Is that all right? Press on because he's my bridge. Oh, Lord, over troubled water. And so I ain't going to give up. Yes, I might give out, but I ain't going to give up. Is that all right? You can talk about me much as you please. While you talk, I'm going to bend my knees. Is that all right? Why? Because I'm going to press on because weeping. I said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, oh Lord, comes in the morning. All right? Press on, because trouble don't last always. You know, I wonder, Sister Sperling, why they didn't make that song grammatically correct, because they should have said trouble doesn't last always. But when you said trouble don't last, folks know what you're talking about. Is that all right? Oh, that's cornbread talk. Is that all right? And that's where the people live. And so no matter what you're going through, don't you give up. If you fall down, still get up. You ever been walking down the street and you fell? What you do, just laid there? Some folks get up so fast you didn't know whether they fell or not. You have to look and see, man, did he fall? He got up so quick. And so when you fall in life, you might have a financial setback, not the end. Might have a health concern. Now, and it might be scary. I'm going to be real here. It might scare you. But still, don't you give up. Might have a relationship issue. But you know, God can turn it around. Our problem today, we walking too much by sight and not enough by faith. We're going by how it looks. And let me just tell you this. Don't get all excited about the election. Because whoever in the White House, you're going to be all right. And you know why I know? Because you are a child of God. And the Father promised, not Obama, not Romney, I will never leave you. Nor will I forsake you. Is that all right? So let me tell you something. I want to give you hope today. No matter what you face, I'm facing some challenges in my life. We all are. But I am determined. I may give out, but I am not going to give up. Get knocked down 10 times or get up 11. Is that all right? Get knocked down 20 times, get up 21. Is that right? No matter what the devil throws at you, you say, I can do all things. Say it with me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And just because somebody shuts one door don't mean God can't open nothing. That right? God was feeding the prophet Elijah by the brook Cherith. The brook dried up. God said, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain you. So he can make a way out of no way. Took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and opened up a restaurant on a hillside. Is that all right? Just take a little and put it in the hand. I just don't have time to be negative. Amen. And I've been hit. And I'll share this. Lost my brother. That hurt me so bad. But I said, you got that knocked me down. But I said, you got to get up. Oh, yeah, you got to get up. And you got to go on. The Lord has done his work. You must bow to that. And you must press on. And do you not know you can press on with a broken heart? You might be crippled, but you can press on. Amen. You can press on. So don't let discouragement defeat you, because all of us face it. Yeah, all of us face it. Amen. But instead, we're going to be standing right now. If there's someone today that would like to give their life to Jesus, this is the time to do it. This is the invitation. We invite you to come. If you want to be a child of God, the time is yours right now. If you want to come, if you want to come be a child of God, this is the time to do it. Amen. Don't mean everything going to work out. No, it doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to get frustrated. Doesn't mean that. Come on down, Solomon. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. This is my great nephew, Solomon Dion Moss
Jr.
Jr. Look how he's talking. He come this morning. You come to be baptized into Christ?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's wonderful, young man, because he saw his dad give his life to Christ. How old are you? 12? 11? You got to win your birthday. December 22nd. You're a fine young man, too. Sit down there, bro. Why I going to come let you fill out that sheet? Because you're important. Amen. Does anybody else want to come this morning? Want to join Solomon? What I like about this young man, he's working on getting his whole house under God's blessing. Get your whole house under the blood. Is that right? And when you do, it'll be well. Anybody else want to come this morning? Anybody need prayer this morning? You're going through something. Let the church pray for you. Amen. I'm going to have Brother Harris to come down and pray for, because I want to put my name on the prayer list this morning. I need prayer. But Harris, come on down, brother. I want you to pray for us. Amen. Amen. Anybody need prayer this morning? Prayer time. Salvation time. Amen. Don't give up. Come on down, Mr. Stafford. God bless you. Come on down. Make your prayer request. Amen. Come on down. Amen. God bless you. We certainly good to have you today. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? Come down, give your life to the Lord. Amen. This could be the beginning of the rest of your life. Oh, there's a bright side somewhere. Oh, there's a bright side somewhere. And don't you, oh no, until you find it. There's a bright, yes it is, somewhere. Oh, there's a bright, oh yes it is, somewhere. Oh, there's a bright side somewhere. And don't you, oh no, until you find it. There's a bright, yes it is.